President Trump is scheduled to arrive in Las Vegas within the hour. Here he is speaking before boarding Marine One.
We're going to pay our respects and to see the police, who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time.
By all accounts, the Las Vegas Metro Police response to Sunday night's shooting has been remarkable. In a press conference last night, officials released body cam video as officers crouched with concertgoers trying to help them while trying to spot the shooter. A warning, the sound is disturbing.
Hey, you guys, get down! Go that way! Get out of here! There's gunshots coming from over there! Go that way! Go that way!
As we said, it is disturbing, especially for the thousands who were there. David Holly, 26 years old, was at the festival with his girlfriend. He was shot in the elbow. A bullet grazed her head. He's at home in Victorville, California now, still in shock. And David, I can't even imagine what you do with the memories, but also, how's your arm?
I'm sore. I'm definitely sore. I'm working out with my work right now on how long I'm going to be out with from that.
You're a mechanic. You need that arm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as far as how do you live with it, there is no real way to live with it. I mean, the things you see, the things that happened, that's a good question. How do you live with it?
Yeah. Well, have you got an answer yet? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, like everybody, we hear you thought it was fireworks. Then suddenly you're just being, shots are raining down. Talk about that. Nobody knew where they were coming from. As you're hit, your girlfriend's grazed. What are you thinking?
Honestly, I was in fight or flight mode. I was yelling at her to get undercover. I remember a person yelling for help that her husband or boyfriend had been shot. So I went in just into fight or flight, and I was trying to help him the best that I could. And just it seemed like the fire just kept getting worse and worse. And then once my girlfriend at the had told me that she had been shot, it was kind of the hardest decision I've ever had to make was, what do I do? Do I help her? Do I keep trying to help everybody else?
Yeah. And I'm assuming you were seeing some pretty terrible things with the people you were trying to help.
Exactly. I mean, I remember looking around, and when you just see bodies laying on the ground, not moving, it's a terrible feeling. Hmm.
But you do ultimately decide to leave. How did you get to the hospital? We're hearing about people piling into Ubers and pickup trucks and carrying people on fencing. How'd you get there?
We actually ended up running out of the venue. Once I felt like we were a safe distance away, I started trying to check her out, and I actually had two bystanders come and ask how we were doing and everything, and they saw me bleeding pretty well from the arm. So he actually bandaged me up, and he said, we need to get you guys to an ambulance. And at that point, I just begged him to get us to a hospital because of my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. How is she? A shot grazing your head is no joke.
No, it isn't. And she's extremely lucky. I mean, I don't think you can get much luckier than that, but she's doing good.
So, again, we hear these stories of bystanders just coming up and helping you bandage. You get to the hospital. What was the scene at the hospital?
Chaos. Everybody was kind of freezing up. I even started trying to step in where I could on trying to help keep people calm. The staff was great. They did the best they could.
Do you have a bullet in your arm? Did you have a bullet removed from your arm? Did it go through? What happened?
For me, it was a through and through. It somehow missed my bone, but right now I do have nerve damage. I only have function of about 3 of my fingers right now. So hoping that we'll be able to get that repaired in the future.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, a mechanic. Look, 26, I just can't imagine you don't have friends and family that are out of their minds that you guys went through this.
Oh, I do. We do. We had my sister that flew out from Kentucky just to check on me. And, I mean, family was definitely worried.
Yeah.
I have had trouble sleeping so far. Every couple hours, I usually still wake up. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one that's ever been saying, I may have to go get help, but I don't know how to handle it.
Well, you probably won't be the first one from this event to go get help. Do you think you will?
I think I'm probably going to have to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah. David, you probably think you're both very, very lucky. But on the other hand, you have a terrible wound in your arm and these terrible memories. How are you processing that, that sort of one inch either way for either of you?
I mean, it's exactly that. I mean, I do feel very lucky. I mean, it's by the grace of God that I got out alive, that she got out alive. But, I mean, I guess I have that survivor's complex at the same time that I wish I could help more people. So there's a lot of people that didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did what I could, but I don't know. I have a lot to figure out still.
Yeah. It didn't end this week. David Holly, 26 years old, took a bullet to his arm in Las Vegas. He's now back home in Victorville, California. His girlfriend's head was grazed by a bullet. She's also recovering. We wish you both the best, David. Thank you.
Thank you.